Our first lesson is the 29th Psalm, a Psalm of David. Give to Yahuwah, O ye sons of the gods. Give to Yahuwah glory and strength. Give to Yahuwah the glory of his name. Bow down to Yahuwah in the honor of holiness. The voice of Yahuwah is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. Yahuwah is upon many waters. The voice of Yahuwah is with power. The voice of Yahuwah is with honor. The voice of Yahuwah breaks the cedars, and Yahuwah breaks the cedars of Lebanon, and he makes them to skip as a calf, Lebanon and Syrian as the son of unicorns. The voice of Yahuwah hews out flames of fire. The voice of Yahuwah makes the wilderness travail. Yahuwah makes the wilderness of Kadesh travail. The voice of Yahuwah makes the deer to travail and makes bare the forests. And in his temple, everyone says glory. At the flood, Yahuwah sits, and Yahuwah sits a king to eternity. Yahuwah gives strength to his people. Yahuwah blesses his people with peace. Next, we read from the book of Revelation, chapter 4. After these things, I saw, and behold, a door opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard as of a trumpet speaking with me said, come up hither, and I will show thee the things which must be hereafter. And straightway I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sitting upon the throne. And he who sat was in appearance like a jasper and a sardius stone. And there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. And around the throne were 24 thrones. And upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, arrayed in white garments. And they had on their heads golden crowns. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And in the sight of the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four animals full of eyes before and behind. And the first animal was like a lion, and the second animal like a calf, and the third animal having a face as a man, and the fourth animal was like a flying eagle. And the four animals, each one by itself, had six wings around it, and they were full of eyes within. And they had no rest day and night, saying, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. And when the animals gave glory and honor and thanks to him who sat upon the throne, who lives for ages of ages, the 24 elders fell down before him who sat on the throne and adored him who lives for ages of ages and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and by thy will they are and were created. Next, from the Heavenly Doctrine, our selection is from True Christian Religion, number 68. From the divine omnipotence, man has power over evil and falsity, and from the divine omniscience has wisdom respecting what is good and true, and from the divine omnipresence is in God, just to the extent that he lives in accordance with divine order. It is from the divine omnipotence that man has power over evil and falsity, just to the extent that he lives in accordance with divine order, for the reason that no one but God can resist evils and their falsities. For all evils and their falsities are from hell. And in hell, they cohere as a unit, the same as all goods and their truths do in heaven. For as has been said above, before God, all heaven is like a single man. And on the other hand, all hell is like a single gigantic monster. Consequently, to act against a single evil and its falsity is to act against that gigantic monster or hell. And this no one is able to do except God, because he is omnipotent. From this it is clear that unless man approaches the omnipotent God, he has from himself no more power against evil and falsity than a fish has against the ocean, than a flea against a whale, or than a grain of dust against a falling mountain, and much less than a locust has against an elephant, or a fly against a camel. Moreover, man has all the less power against evil and its falsity because he is born into evil, and evil cannot act against itself. From all this, it follows that unless man lives in accordance with order, that is, unless he acknowledges God and his omnipotence and the resulting protection against hell, and also on his part fights with evil in himself, for order requires both of these, he cannot but be immersed and overwhelmed in hell, and there be driven about by evils, one after another, as a skiff at sea is driven by the storms. Amen. Here end the lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.